We are continuing our journey in tefillah. Many have told me that they've hit points in their davening that they have never hit in their lives in the past couple weeks. And it should be that way because tefillah is, as the Gemara in Brachos on Daf Vav says, Dvorim Berumai Shalaylam, very deep. Ubnei Adam Mezalzlim Bo. We think zilzals to make fun of davening. Who needs to daven? No, all of us are davening, but we don't even realize we're making fun of it because we don't understand what's going on there. We're total amaratzim in davening. And every tefillah has an element of zilzal because we've never probed the depths of what's going on in davening. And we've discovered that tefillah is a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, being close, having a tati who's the melech, the avinu malkeinu, someone who every time we call out to him, he listens to us. And this answers a problem that I had. The Mesilas Yesharim is very careful about where he places things. In fact, Rav Chatzkel Sarna, in his Hagos on the Mesilas Yesharim, says what the Rambam did to Halacha, the Mesilas Yesharim did for Musar. The Rambam was not just a master of being Mechadesh Chidushei Torah and being Miyased for us, the Mesorah. The Rambam was a master of placement, of placing things in their proper places. And part of the excitement of learning a Rambam is, why did the Rambam bring this in Isuri Bia? Why didn't he bring it in Hilchas Talmud Torah? Why did he bring it in Hilchas Brachas? Why didn't he bring it in Hilchas Chanukah? And many Shtichel Torahs were based on the placement of things in the Mishnah Torah. So too, the Mesilas Yesharim is so careful where he places things. And I noticed something difficult. The Mesilas Yesharim says, you're supposed to be a Zahir. That means stay away from all bad things. Zrizus, run after everything good. Nikius, clean up shop and keep all of Shulchan Aruch. Mazel Tov, at that point you're called a Tzaddik. According to Mesilas Yesharim. Sounds easy. It's just a few prakim. Right? A lifetime achievement. And then from that point forward, he says you're a Chassid. And then eventually you graduate to something called a Kaddosh. So you would expect that if we're talking about davening, it should be brought in Nikias, which is all about Shulchan Aruch. There's a large part of Shulchan Aruch of how to daven, when to daven, how to be dressed when you daven, what time to daven. And the Mesilas Yesharim doesn't bring it in Nikias. The Mesilas Yesharim peculiarly brings it in Chassidus. In Chassidus. Chassidus is not about being a tzaddik. Chassidus is about being a chassid. And I think, b'siyata d'shmaya, the reason is simple. Of course you have to daven, and in order to be a tzaddik, you have to keep Shulchan Aruch. But the Mesilas Yesharim says, what is chassidus? He says it's a son who wants to bring nachas to his father. The whole chassidus is bringing nachas. Ashrei misha malaba Torah v'osen nachas ruach liyotroi. He says it's like a kid who hears a half sentence from his dad about what he wants for his birthday. Doesn't say that exactly, the Mesilas Yesharim. And he brings it home to him because he heard that and he wants to make his Abba proud. The Mesilas Yesharim brings tefillah in Chassidus because the beginning of tefillah is that you have to daven. But tefillah branches out into an awesome relationship of son to father, of father to son, and it creates a dialogue where, Dad, I just want you to be proud of me. That can be achieved in davening, and that's the yesoid of davening, is this type of relationship. And last week we saw from the Nefesh HaChaim, as I heard explained by Rav Elia Weintraub Zatzal, that tefillah is about elevating your nefesh. Your nefesh is all your ritzonus, all the things you want in life. And sometimes they're in the gutter, the things that we want. But we have to go, just like a carbon goes onto the Mizbeach and goes up in smoke all the way to Shemayim. A behema that all it knows how to do is moo and eat and procreate. It goes up and up and up and it elevates itself. So too in davening, we come, we take three steps in and we try to leave Olam Hazeh, like Rabbeinu Yonah says, and try to see the world in a more exalted way. Have a dialogue with Hashem in a way that we understand that Hashem, we have a relationship over here, and I want you to be proud of the things that I even want. I want to explain to you why the things that I want will help our relationship, will get us closer to each other. And the Maharal says that davening for things that are just to get exactly what you want and not have a relationship with Hashem is a toeva, is an abomination, because it's in a contradiction to the whole of tefillah. And the Maharal in another place says something amazing. He says, Chazal say that a drunkard, a shikr who davens, is a toeva, is an abomination. A toeva is a very serious lashon, by the way. A shikr who davens is a toeva. Says the Maharal, do you know why? He says, because tefillah is so exalted. And he says, a drunkard is a slab of meat. That's what he says. He's a guy without a brain. He's worse than a behemoth. He's just a slab of meat. He says, for somebody to be in such an exalted situation and look so stupid and embarrassing in front of Hashem, that maimed is an embarrassment by nature. That's what he says. Amazing. Then we saw, and this is where we're going to get deeper, and the truth is, we're going to get very deep today. I would recommend that you keep this shmooze in your back pocket for a difficult day. This will be b'siyata d'shmaya, if we're zeicha, the shmooze that will take us into a different level of davening entirely. And it might not be for tonight, it might not be for tomorrow, but if you're in a situation where you really need to daven, and we hopefully b'siyata d'shmaya explain things the way we're supposed to, the tefillah will be bokeh all the rakiyas. It'll go right to the Eibishter in a way that we've never had before. So this is quite exciting, and it's been exalted for me to try to prepare this for you. The Maharal had said that what's the avodah of tefillah? The Maharal's avodah of tefillah is knowing that everything in your life requires you asking from Hashem. You're a guest in His world, and you have to ask and ask and ask. And that's the avodah, that's the mitzvah of tefillah, is to know how things are working over here. That you're on borrowed time, and you're trying to get that time from Hashem, and asking for more, and asking for more. Your parnassah is on the line. Your shidduch is on the line. Your children are on the line. Their hatzlacha in school is on the line. Everything's on the line. And a person who realizes that in davening is not using Hashem as a vending machine. He's in the zone of realizing the reality of avodas Hashem. But there's something more to this, more intense and more powerful and the highest level of tefillah, and this is what we're going to discuss. It's already discussed in Brachos and Daf Yud that a person should daven in a low place. Why? Because tefillah la'ani kiyatoi v'eshbeich lefanei sichi. There's something called being low in davening and feeling like a poor man. And the poor man's tefillah is the highest level of tefillah possible. The Zohar says something that's nice to say to Shal Shudis, but we have to understand this because it really doesn't make sense to any thinking person. The Zohar HaKadosh says, in Parshas Balak, Daf Kuf Tzadi Hei, Shloisha Heim Shekosu Behem Tefillah, there are three people who had davening. Echad Hu Moshe, Echad Hu David, Ve'echad Hu Ani. Moshe, David HaMelech, and a poor man. These are the three tefillahs that we have. Well, Moshe Rabbeinu was an Ish Elokim, and it was an incredible tefillah. No other man was able to parallel that tefillah. David HaMelech, no other king was able to parallel his tefillah. Whose tefillah is above all of them? The tefillah of the poor man. Poor man, you can go find somebody who has tattered shoes with their toes sticking out. Even in this generation, Shteitan Zayar, his tefillah is higher than David HaMelech's and higher than Moshe Rabbeinu's tefillah. This is very troubling. It's the highest level of tefillah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu makshiv v'shomei dvarav. Why? It doesn't say, but it says that the Ani's tefillah opens all of the rakiyas. There's something called a poor man's tefillah. What is the mila of a poor man's tefillah? And if we study this and try to get into a zone as much as we can in our own davening, we're going to have the most powerful tefillahs possible. I once had an argument with a Gavra Rabba. He maintained that you have to really be poor. Really, really, really poor. And he was really, really poor, this Rav. He was a Rav. He was either a Lamed Vav Tzadik that I know, or he was like in the the waiting list for Lamed Vav Sadiqim. There's probably a waiting list. So he was on the waiting list for sure. So a Yid who lives in Sanhedrin Morchevet, and he was telling me, no, Chaim Dov, you have to be really poor. I'm like, what do you mean? If you realize that everything's from Hashem, I was young then, you know, and I told him, if you realize, so then we're all poor because you never know what the day's going to bring. And he's like, no, you don't get it. And I remember one time walking into his house when his family was saying, Birchas HaMazon, we're benching. It was like Ne'ilah. They all howled, Birchas HaMazon. I was scared. I wanted to run out of the house. I never thought anything like that. There's something about really being poor. Really being poor. And it's a Gemara. The Gemara in Chagiga and Daf Tes says, again, something that you would wonder, what's shot in this Gemara? Hine tziraf ticha. Amar le Reb Lazar, my deceiving here tziraf ticha v'lo bekesef, I purified you, but not with silver. Bachar ticha bekur oni. I chose you in the crucible of poverty. Whoa, what does that mean? Malamed shechazer HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol midas toivos litan liYisrael. Hashem looked for all the good things to give us, and you know what the best thing he found was? Lo matza ela anius. The best thing he gave us was poverty. Huh? That's what it says in the Gemara. You can check if you don't believe me. Baruch Hashem, there's a Rabbeinu Chananel. What does it mean that our gift is poverty? Says Rabbeinu Chananel. Chizer HaKadosh Baruch Hu al kol amidos v'lo matza na'al Yisrael ka'anias, nothing better than a poor man. Kidei she'e libam shavur, so that they'll have a broken heart. V'kavanosam l'shamayim v'eineim tzlumos l'rachma v'chasadav, and their eyes will be gazing towards Rachamei Hashem. An understanding of life that's correct is the poor man's perspective. He stands there, he doesn't know how he's going to feed his children tonight. He doesn't know how he's going to feed his children tonight. He's davening mincha like this. His metzias is one of living this understanding in a way that we can't understand. And I found the Ramban says a sensational chiddush in Mishpatim, Chaf Aleph, Chaf Aleph. We know that Hashem answers the tefillahs of Almanas and Yesomim. Says the Ramban, why? Why? The Ramban says, because they have no one to count on, and they're always turning towards Hashem. And he says, not only Almanas and Yesomim, but Dalim, poor people, have the ability to get all of their tefillahs answered because they're living in a zone that this is the only way I can function. This is the only way I can make it through the day. And it has gewaltig koiches. It's not a drasha from Rabbi Stark, let's work on davening. He's living this. Stark, take a hike. All of these schmoozen are worth nothing compared to this man who doesn't know how he's going to feed his children tonight. Rachmana Litzlan. That's his life. He's shavur, and he's being poina liboy lishamayim. And I thought some chiddush, and I was afraid to say it. But Baruch Hashem, I have a computer, and I found a great man that said it. Thank you, Hashem, for computers. The word ani, Chazal Darshan, by matzah, that it's lechem oni, right? Bread of affliction, of poverty, and it's also lechem onim, alav harbe. Onim alav dvarim harbe. Answers, right? The Haggadah. Lechem she'on alav harbe. And I had a strange thought, and I was nervous about it, but I loved it. And it was this, that the word ani, what's the root of the word ani of a poor man? Someone who needs an answer. He's waiting for an answer. And Baruch Hashem in the Kisvei Ramami Pano, one of the Gedolei Mekubalim, he explains by Arichus Rav, Dvarim Noiroyim, that the whole yesod of an ani is sitting there waiting for an answer. Being mimed himself as somebody who, his life is an answer. We talked about having your life as a tefillah. Imagine at every moment you need an answer. This is the chayim of this ani. Why can't Moshe Rabbeinu hit this tefillah? Why can't Moshe Rabbeinu hit this tefillah? So this is mind-boggling. But I was mekabel this from my Rabbeim, and be'etzem it's also in the Resisei Laila, Simen Chaf Vav of Reb Tzadok HaKoyin. A Dover Naira. He says the following thing. This is from Reb Tzadik, and I was mekabel from my Rebbeim in a little bit of a different nusach. He says, when it comes to being a Baal Madrega in Torah, you're going to fall off your seats when you hear this. Fall off your seats. You better buckle your seatbelts. He says, when it comes to being a Baal Madrega in Torah, the more you know, the bigger you are. That's how you become big in Torah. If you know one Masechta, so you're big. But if you know two, you're bigger. If you know one Seder and Shas, you're big. But if you know two Sedarim, you're bigger. If you know all of Torah, you're bigger than everybody. That's not how it works in Tefillah. Says Reb Tzadik, Kol Mishu Yoser Chaser, whoever is more empty, V'nitzrach B'Yoser, and in more trouble, Yachal Lifal B'Tefillah Yoser. The more pathetic you are, the greater your davening is. It's the exact opposite. And Kibalti Mirabosai, that Moshe Rabbeinu was so big and so filled with Torah that it was impossible for him to become that pathetic. And his davening that he wanted to go to Eretz Yisrael couldn't open up the matnas chinam in Shemayim, the freebies. There's a makom in Shemayim where Hashem gives out free stuff. And Moshe Rabbeinu was so big and so presentable, the matronisa of all of Torah, that he couldn't hit it. And if he would have, kibalti mirabosai, he would have been able to get to Eretz Yisrael. If he could have reached the level of Tfilas Ani, if he would have reached that madrega, Jewish history would be very different. Because Hashem would have opened from a place that sees somebody who's so sad and so upset and so broken. And he would have answered that tefillah. Because the yesod of tefillah is, why is this true? The Gemara says in Brachas, on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, that women are chayav in tefillah. Why? Mitzvah sasei she'asman grama. Says the Gemara, tefillah is rachamim, is mercy of Hashem. Women need mercy. The word rachamim is the yesod of tefillah. Tefillah is Hashem having rachamim. How do you get someone to have rachamim on you? By being pathetic. The more of a nebuch you are, the better off you are when it comes to davening. The more you come into front of Hashem and you look like, you'll excuse me, I mean not with your dress, to be careful, because you're in front of a melech, but the more your life looks like a slob, like you're a wreck, the better rachamim you'll get, because you're ready to be somebody that HaKadosh Baruch Hu could fill, an empty kli. And I think this is pshat. In something that Rav Chaim Vital says. You'll find in Svarim other pshatim, but I believe B'siyata Dishmaya, this is pshat. Rav Chaim Vital said something very interesting. He said that the door before Mashiach, which is for sure us, Chafetz Chaim was already koveya, that in his time we were the door before Mashiach. Their ikar tafkid is to daven. Of course you have to learn the whole day, but if you want to know the most significant thing that we're doing now, it's davening. And everyone's bothered by this. How could it be that we're going to be the ones to daven to bring Mashiach? I mean, little old me. Little old me. How could this be? This is my tafkid. Most of us can't even concentrate for a second. But this is our tafkid. I mean, one thing, we're incredible daveners. Our tafkid is to bring Mashiach through our tefillahs. And the answer is yes. There's one thing that this door has better than everybody else. We're the most pathetic. We're the biggest slobs. We're the biggest losers. We're the biggest amaratzim. We are the best daveners that there could possibly be. If we would come in front of Hashem and say, I'm the Jew of 2017. Here I am. Right? Perfect. We're all aniyim, Rabosai. Do you know how impoverished we are? I'm sure at the beginning of the shmooze, you're saying, what, you want me to take all my money out of my bank account? What in the world is Stark saying? No, 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 no. We are as poor as they come. We are so poor. We can't do anything. We can't even daven. The Yefei Naim in his Hakdama to Shabbos says that he was so fartracht in his generation that he didn't know how he's going to be able to daven. And then he realized that the tefillah of the ani is what Hashem cares about. And that's fakert. All the bilbulim in your head, all the craziness that's going on, you come in front of Hashem and say, this is me. This is my situation. I'm a product of this generation. I have a microwave, and I'm used to, Rachmana Litzlan, the Goyim are used to sitcoms that start and end very quickly. Everything's very fast. Everything here, this is me. I can't concentrate. And then you come in, and Hashem has rachman. How are we supposed to daven? I was once in the Heilige Vishnit Stiebel. The Heilige Vishnit Stiebel, and this has nothing to do with vision, that's what I'm about to say. Okay? But I was amazed about the nisonis of our generation. Okay? I get into davening, and everyone's, right, quiet, Baruch Hashem. We start Shemona Esrei. All of a sudden, Ki hir beisatoi v'tzela. Oh, someone's cell phone's ringing, right? No problem. Usually you shut it off. But this time it wasn't stuff. Toi v'tzela. It was like the whole place. It was like Simcha Torah, right? Then you have the shushers who get really angry. They go, shh, 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 right? You've got the Ki hir beisatoi. And they go, shh, 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 right? And then it stops, right? Time I say love. The guy went to the bathroom. 5 minutes of this, guys. Imagine this. You got the shushers going. Time I. I'm like, Rabbeinu Shalalem, get me out of this generation. What do you want from me? What a crazy situation. This is shul. This is shul. But Hashem loves us, and Hashem understands. And instead of feeling like you can't, put it back in Hashem's court and say, this is me and I need help. That's a tefillas ani. A tefillas ani doesn't even all have to be all that good. It has to be just feeling that this is my situation. I don't know how I can even daven. And there's a remez nifla. And don't be mezalzel in this remez because it's a remez amiti. The first thing that we say is Hashem svasai tiftach. How do we start Shemona Esrei? We say Hashem, which is the word Adni. It's not Yud Kei Vav Kei in the Pasuk. Adni, Hashem, my master. Open my mouth. Ufi Agid Til Asecha. And let me say your praise. The first thing you say when you daven is, I can't daven. This is the most effective way to start a Shemona Esrei. This is how you hit the Tfilas Ani. You go, Hashem, here I am. Please daven for me. Hashem, open my mouth. I'm going to press play, and you're going to do this for me. What? Yeah. And that works like a charm. And the word Adni, which is Adnos. Adnos. And this is a Davar Amok Admaot. The first word of Shemona Esrei is Adni. Aleph, Dalet, Nun, and then Yud. If you change around the letters, this is a Davar Amiti. This is a true point. It's Ani. Me, Dalit. I'm a Dalit. The Gemara in Shabbos and Kuf Zayin says Dalit is an impoverished person, is somebody who's a Dal. Right? Ki Dalim Anachnu. The first word you say is Hashem, you're the master. And Merum is over there is I'm an impoverished soul. I can't do this. And when a person davens like that, they hit something incredible. Reb Tzadok says, Tzvila la'ani kiyato v'eshboch lefan of sichi. What's sichi usually? So it's true, siach is a lashon tefila, but siach means a conversation, chatters. When people are schmoozing, they do a siach. Says Reb Tzadok HaKohen, he says, Hashem, my tefila, I can't even articulate what I'm saying. It sounds like I'm schmoozing with guys in the hall. Tzvila la'ani kiyato v'eshboch lefan of sichi. I only have a conversation that sounds really not articulate at all, not at all eloquent, not at all presentable, but this is what I have, this is my tefillah, and that's what's bokeya, the feeling of submitting yourself and realizing you're an ani. And now we're getting much, much deeper, and this is where it gets very intense, very, very intense. There's something else here that the tefillah's ani has, which is a much higher level. And many of us have written ourselves off from this level, but no longer. No longer. We will all be able to tap into this level. And this is the level called Shari Dema'os, crying during davening. It's a tragedy not to talk about this sugya, and it's a tragedy for people not to believe they could hit this. This is tefillah. The Gaon writes in Megillas Esther that somebody who davens with a dema, with a tear, it's the ikur of all davening. What are tears? Tears, the Maharal says, first of all, tears are very impractical. If you have a book of science, I would say the most impractical thing that we have is tears. Not tear ducts and not water that lubricates the eyes, but tears. You see, you know, if there's a little sand in your eyes, so then there's like this little washing machine in there that helps you out. But tears, when a person's emotionally overcome, it's terribly impractical. I believe that this proves Darwin wrong. Tears prove Darwin wrong. It makes no sense. A person gets overwhelmed. All of a sudden, they can't see. It stings. It's salty, too. Right? And you can get a rash. If you do this too often, you can get rashes on your eyelids. It's intense. It's totally impractical. Totally impractical. Says the Maharal, the tears that a person has is when a person is overwhelmed and something feels like it's caving in on them. They can't handle the situation. So the eyes, and the eyes are the things that have the clarity, that always look and see what's going on, see where everything's going. Suddenly the eyes fall apart. I don't know where life is taking me. I don't know why this is happening to me. I can't understand where this is going. And Rabbeinu Yonah says that if someone wants to be mitakin Shmiras Einayim in Yonim, he should cry. Because we know in Tumah V'Taira, if you break a kli, you're mitaret. And he says crying is a breaking of a kli. Mamish like the Maharal. What is this? Hashem, I don't understand what's happening. It's overwhelming. And it's not just sad times that this happens, Baruch Hashem. There are people who cry at simchas. Do you know what crying at a simcha is? It's a sugya shlema. Crying at a simcha. Crying at a simcha is where you're so overwhelmed with happiness that you don't have the kalim to handle the happiness. It's too much for you. Emir Tashem by everybody. Where you're so happy that you can't handle it. That's the sugya of Dmos. And I wanted to say a remez, and I hope it's a remez amiti. I couldn't find it in Svarim. Computers couldn't help this time. But the most stable situation that a person has is to be an omed, standing on your two feet. If you take the word amad, which is the shoresh, to stand, and you read it backwards, it's dema, which is a tear. And I believe the pshat is the following. A person who stands feels like he knows where everything is. If everything's topsy-turvy, if it goes backwards, it's a dema. It's, I can't stand on my two feet. I can't manage the situation over here. I can't deal with this. Rahman al-Itzlan. And the Makor, you're not going to believe this. This is a big surprise. The Makor in the Bavli, for Shari Demos Lo Ninalu, is the Gemara in Baba Metzia and Daf Nun Tes. The Gemara says, Miyom Shecharav Beis HaMikdash, all the Shari Tefillah are closed, except Shari Demos Lo Ninalu, and Shari Ona, when people insult you. Shari Demos Lo Ninalu. But in Zohar HaKadosh, Rabbi Yisai, in Zohar HaKadosh, the Makar is none other than our favorite, a baby in a crib. He's back. But even better, listen to this Dvarim Noiraim. Who was the first one to open up the Shari Demayas? Says the Zohar HaKadosh, when Moshe Rabbeinu was sent down the river, little Moshe Rabbeinu in that nice little cradle, right? Not like my Chevy who was upstairs on the Mississippi River, okay? All alone. Moshe Rabbeinu goes there, Vihine nar boicha. The nar is crying. The kid is crying. Says the Zohar HaKadosh that Moshe Rabbeinu Tfila started traveling and traveling and traveling and traveling and traveling until the Shechinta de Kaima Alayu de Yisrael ki ima abanin. The Shechina, which is like the mother of Klal Yisrael, heard the cries. Umiyad mischananin kame kutshabrichu hadri betshuva ubachon kame. Crying, crying. Kibra, like a kid. Debachi kame avoy, who cries in front of his tati. Maxiv vihine narbocha, kevin debachi, once he cried, is atu kol zeren bishin de alma, all bad things went away. As the pasuk says, vatachmal alav, that Basya Basparo took him, it's a remez to the Shechina, taking in anybody who feels like this. Imagine a crib on the Mississippi River, Rabosai. Who's going to fill that bottle? Who's going to clean that diaper? That's the zone of Dema, of Demos. And the question is, what do you expect from me? How do you expect me to cry? And the answer is the following. I maintain that everybody can cry during davening. I'm positive. I'll bring you a raya. People come into my office downstairs and speak to me. And do you know that many times people cry? Many times people cry. Watery eyes counts, by the way. Shari Demos, there are vacuums that take those two. They don't have to hit the cheeks. If your eyes start watering, you hit the zone. People cry. Do you know why? Because they're having a conversation about their problems. If you would daven like this, and I would daven like this, try it this week. You go into tefillah and you say like this, Hashem, Sarah needs a shidduch. My sister Sarah needs a shidduch. She's so nice. She's so good. Sarah needs a shidduch. Don't stop there. Hashem, she's been with me all the time. I'm married with kids. I can't handle life anymore. Sarah needs a shidduch. My brother Baruch needs to have a kid. 7 years. My brother Baruch needs a child. Hashem, I can't understand shir. I can't stand it. I feel like everyone's making fun of how stupid I am. You're the one who gave me this brain. Help me. Help me. And you're not screaming because it's quiet. No one's going to hear you. Every person in this room will cry like a baby. You'll hit a Shemona Esrei that you've never had before. We're not talking to Hashem. We are emotional people. But we think of tefillah as a religious experience. It's not. I went into Atachonin this week, and I talked about something with Hashem, and I don't know why I never did it before. And it was intense. It was intense. And it was great. It was a feeling of being alive, of being connected. And this is the Shari Demos. And why are the Shari Demos never closed? Why are the Shari Demos never closed? The Maharal says something that's so frightening. And I can't believe I've only found this just now. And I can't believe nobody knows about it because I'm telling all these people and Chashavit people and nobody knows. So you can be mafarsing this. Says the Maharal in his Chidushi HaGadus in Baba Metzia Daf Nun Tes. Why from the time of the Beis HaMikdash are the Shari Tefila ruined and the Shari Demos Lonin Alu? He says the following. Listen to this gorgeous pshat, and this will take us through our davening. He says, tefillah is a mahalach that you need. It's part of binyan, built things. Just like there's a built Beis HaMikdash, there's a system called davening. From day one, Adam HaRishon came and he davened, and rain came down, and it's like a system. It's true, you need to ask for things, but it works like clockwork. It works wonderfully. Once the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, whoosh, all of these pipelines, leaks everywhere, destruction. Every time you try to daven, things go topsy-turvy because it's broken. Everything broke when the Beis HaMikdash destroyed. But there was one gate. There was one gate that didn't get destroyed. You know why? Because from the first day of creation, it was there for broken people. There was something called Shari Demos, which was there for things that don't work, for people that don't work, for lives that don't work. And that's the Shari Demos. Churban is the Shari Demos. The Beis HaMikdash's destruction stems with the Shari Demos. The whole mahalach of a person who cries is, I can't. Everything is broken in my life. That's something that will never disappear. And that's something that will be higher than the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's something that will hit madrigas that we never even imagine, that we can never even understand. And I realized the Gemara in Brachas and Daf Yud. The Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud says, I know I'm keeping you, but my lev is, this is it. We only do this once in our lifetimes. Can't do this twice, this sugya. Maybe in 5 years we'll come back to it. Says the Gemara in Brachas Daf Yud, Chizkiah was told he's getting killed. He had a cheshbon with Hashem. He didn't want to do pruravu. And he says, no. I'm not agreeing with you, Yeshaya. You tell me I'm finished, I'm not agreeing. Afilu cherev chada munachas al tzavar shel adam. Even if a sword is at the neck of somebody. Al yimna atzma nirachmim. Don't give up. don't give up. And he davened and he had a Yeshua. What happened in that tefillah? What happened in that tefillah? Listen to a pasuk in Yeshaya. You'll go out of your kalim from this. How did he daven? How did he daven? It says here in Yeshaya, Lamed Zion. Vayev Chizkiyahu Bechi Gadol. He cried. Vayihi Dvar Hashem El Yeshaya Lemor. Hashem responded. Haloch Va'amartel Chizkiyahu. Ko Amar Hashem. Hashem says, Elokei David Avicha Shamati Es Tefila Secha. I listened to your tefillas. V'ra'isi Es Dima Secha. I saw your tears. A cheriv is munach al tzavar shel adam. Perhaps the pshat is not just don't give up. That's the best time to daven. It's the opposite. When a person feels like it's over, that's exactly when it's not over. When a person taps into that zone that it's finished, he sends that all to Hashem. And it's wrong. Crying doesn't help. Being a crybaby doesn't help. The Zohar is clear and the Gemara is clear. You have to cry to Hashem. If you cry to your Rebbe, it doesn't help. That's not Shari Demos. That's not davening. But if you tell Hashem, Hashem, I'm not being matzliach. I have an internet problem. I'm seeing disgusting things. I can't make it through Bein Hazmanim. Every Bein Hazmanim's a failure. Fix me! Fix me! You tell that to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but quietly. Don't scream. And you will tap into something. It's impossible to fix these things. It's impossible to be in this generation. Tell Hashem. Tell him. Tell him with a tear. It's a situation of desperation. But you know what? At that desperation, you feel so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You're an Ani, and you're tapped in. This generation has the Tfilas Ani. We have it. We're in the zone. And as the Gavra Noira in Vayikra Rabbah, it says, Amar Rav Alexandria, Hedyon Azeim, Mishamishu Bekalim Shvurim, Genayulo. A regular person who uses broken Kalim, it's considered, it's not befitting. Aval HaKadosh Baruch Hu Klei Tashmisho Shvurim, Hashem uses broken Kalim. Shenemar Karov Hashem L'Nishmarei Leiv. Hashem uses broken hearts. Harofei L'Shvurim Leiv, Estakei Yishval Ruach. Zivchei Elokim Ruach Nishmara. Hashem's Kalim are broken people. Are broken people. And there's a time for this. And this is where we're going to end. There's a time for this also. Not just in Shemona Esrei. There's another point in davening that we don't know how to do. You know what it's called? Tachanun. Tachanun is this time that, like, if you're wearing a short sleeve shirt, you're going like this. Everybody knows, like, or like this. Right? Tachanun is something that you can tap into. Tachanun is the following. The Medrash says, it's brought in the Torah, the Abu Dram, the Ribar Yakar, everybody. We say at the end of Tachanun, V'anachnu lo neida manaseh. We don't know what to do anymore. Says the Medrash, first we sat and said Kriya Shema. We sat nicely like good kids. Then we stood by Amida, by Shimon Esrei. Then we collapsed in Tachanun and fell on the floor. We don't know what to do. V'anachnu lo neida manaseh. Help us. We're hysterical. It's not by coincidence that that's right after Tachanun. You know what the Rabbeinu Bechai says? Rabbeinu Bechai says that you know what this Nefilas Apayim is? You know why you fall on the table? You're kenished. After Shemona Esrei, you're supposed to drop all the way down and just feel like, I can't. How many people do that? They're like this. And just go like this. Totally collapse in front of Hashem. And I did an experiment and I shook. And I told my Rebbeim this, and they shook. In the whole davening, you're not going to find the word ani. The Arizal says in Ozer Dalim, by Ezra Savoseinu, you're supposed to have kavanah to become an ani. The whole Shemona Esrei. Maybe Svardim is different, but I'm an Ashkenaz. I don't know the Nesuch Svard. But in the Tachanun, it says many times the word ani and umlo, a nebuch, and it says, "Vidimasi arsiem sem, my bed, my pillow is soaked with tears." And the original Tachanun, that you can check the Eidos Mizrach Siddur, also mentions Ani and Ani. We, Nusach Ashkenaz, don't say that Tachanun because it's too dangerous. It goes to too high of a place and it could cause people to get killed, Rachman al-Itzlan. But over there, it also says it. We just fall and say, Ichkenisht, Rabbeinu Shalaylam, I can't do it anymore. And that's when your nene, Rabbeinu Machai's Marach, based on a story with Rabbi Lazar and Rabbi Gamliel, this is the, because you're tapping in to the Anias. And one time, I'll tell you something personal. One time I understood this. When my Rebbe, Rabbi Moshe Shapiro, was nifter, the day he died, that night, I could not fall asleep because my pillow was too soaked. And I was sitting there, and I said, I can't believe I've been davening this whole time. V'dimasi arsi emsa. And I realized what's pshat. I never understood this. What's the big deal of your pillow getting soaked? I mean, it's inconvenient. Maybe get another pillow. What's going on? Going to bed at night is closure. Everybody, tomorrow's a new day. There are certain experiences that you don't know how there's going to be a tomorrow. You're on your pillow, and you don't understand why it's worth getting up in the morning. V'dimasi arsi emse. All of us are in pain. I know you boys well, and everybody in this room is in pain. And everybody has a father who cares. And we're not throwing our problems on Hashem. It's easy. We just have to speak to Him. And we should all be zeicha. Umacha Hashem dima me'al kol panim. We should all be zeicha against your freilach.